This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine has said its missiles hit a Russian warship that later sank, and the Pentagon now believes that was the case. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Just yesterday,
we cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile.
But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby also did not refute the reports. And today, a senior defense official says the U.S. now believes at least one and probably two anti-ship missiles hit the cruiser, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Moscow would not say the ship was attacked, only that a fire on board caused heavy damage. The vessel sank yesterday while being towed to port, a major symbolic defeat for Russia in a war already seen as a huge blunder. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of faithful attended the Way of the Cross prayer service presided over by Pope Francis at Rome's Colosseum on Friday, a ceremony overtaken by the war in Ukraine. It was the first time the traditional event was held at the Colosseum since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in late 2019. Good Friday is observed 2 days before Easter, Christianity's most important holiday. The Pope, who has repeatedly condemned the conflict in Ukraine and has called for an Easter ceasefire, prayed that, in his words, the adversaries shake hands and, quote, taste mutual forgiveness. The Way of the Cross event was held in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican in 2020 and 2021, with few people attending. Among the families on this occasion entrusted with carrying the crucifix were two women, one Russian and one Ukrainian, who are lifelong friends. The Vatican had added commentary in Ukrainian and Russian for the broadcast of the event. VOA News. North Korea celebrated the 110th anniversary of the birth of late founder Kim Il-sung on Friday with fireworks, a procession, and an evening celebration in Pyongyang's main square. The evening featured thousands of people in colorful traditional dress, singing and dancing. The Day of the Sun is North Korea's biggest annual public holiday. Kim, who died in 1994, founded the authoritarian regime now led by his grandson Kim Jong-un. The celebrations come after North Korea resumed in March, testing its largest intercontinental ballistic missiles for the first time since 2017. Officials in Seoul and Washington say there are signs it could soon resume nuclear weapons tests, too. Major weapons tests are sometimes timed for key holidays. Twitter's board of directors on Friday voted unanimously to use a tactic called a poison pill to fend off Elon Musk's attempt to take over the company. The plan calls for offering all Twitter shareholders except Musk a discounted rate to buy more shares that would dilute Musk's stake in the company and prevent him from gaining control of the company by buying more shares on the open market. The plan is set to go into effect if Musk's ownership in Twitter grows to 15% or more. He currently owns 9.2% of Twitter shares. A group of displaced Ukrainian women along with locals are working at an art studio in Lviv to decorate Easter eggs. AP's Ed Donahue has this story.
Ukraine is known as Pissinki. There's also traditional embroidery on the eggs. They have symbols like pine for fertility and deer for strength. Artist Vera Manko is the teacher. She says Pissinki is kind of a primitive prayer for prosperity, for fertility, for health. Painting symbolic signs on eggs is a way to express people's wishes and dreams. Ola Lutsaichin is one of Manko's students.
When I make this Easter egg Pissinki, I think that I keep calm.
Lutsaichin says painting eggs helps her deal with her feelings.
Guilty, anxiety, and after the war started. And when I'm here, I think that I can be myself.
She says Pissinki is about life because life was born from an egg. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. may be heading into another COVID-19 surge with cases rising nationally and in most states after a two-month decline. Experts don't expect a peak nearly as high as the last one. Still, experts warn that the coming wave will push up hospitalizations in a growing number of states, especially those with low vaccination rates. Recapping our top story, Ukraine says its missiles hit a Russian warship that later sank. The Pentagon now believes that was the case. Marissa Melton, VOA News.